This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500 Federal News Radio. We are brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located right here in Bethesda, Maryland, a wonderful resource for all of your health and wellness needs. We are here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m., bringing you topics related to a wide variety of issues on health and wellness. Don't forget to tune in next week. My wonderful co-host, Dana Lake, will be returning to host another great show. Today, we have a wonderful show lined up for you, and I am so thrilled about my special guest. Today, we're going to be talking about a lot of different issues. Really, what we're looking at here is truly looking at a holistic approach to health, but we're going to be focusing on some really interesting topics around detoxification and some really specific applications of detoxification in some ways that people don't typically think about it. This is a really important show. This is going to be a great show. I'm going to introduce my special guest in a minute, and you're going to hear by her bio. She is just a wonderful resource to us in this area and to the alternative medicine community in the country. So just a quick announcement. The Village Green is kicking off today. It started last week on Thursday. It'll be going through to the end of December, their big year end sale. Now, this is going to be 35% off of all Pathway products, 25% off of all other supplements, including practitioner brands, and 20% off of body care products. So, this is a big sale, great time to stock up on your supplements. Make sure you pop on in if you need to pick anything up. I also want to remind everybody that all of our previously recorded shows are available for you to download and listen to for absolutely free if you go to the archive section of the Village Green website. So what you do is you go to www.myvillagegreen.com, and on the right-hand side of the homepage, you'll see a little radio show microphone. If you click on that, it'll bring you to the archive show page, and all of our previously recorded shows are there to download for absolutely free. Now, about a couple months ago, myself and Dana and a few other of the people at Village Green went through all of our shows over the last 3.5 years, and we picked out like the top 20 best shows we've ever done, the best guests, the best topics, the best interviews, and we put them in our staff favorite section. So that's a great way to go through, listen to these shows. I have tons of people come up to me and tell me how they've educated themselves just by listening to these free radio shows, because like today, every other show, we have wonderful special guests and cover a lot of great information. So without further ado, I want to introduce my special guest. Hannah Bradford is an acupuncturist with training in nutrition, herbal medicine, and homeopathy. She is also an adjunct assistant professor for alternative and complementary medicine in the School of Public Health at the George Washington University and an instructor in nursing at Marymount University. She has served on the Data Safety Monitoring Board for Complementary and Alternative Medicine at the National Institutes of Health in Bethesda. Her degrees include a master's in acupuncture, a master's in business administration, and a Bachelor of Science in pre-professional science. Her prior activities include course director for the core curriculum project in complementary and alternative medicine at the George Washington University School of Medicine, co-principal investigation on the NIH-funded breach version by Acumoxa study at Georgetown University Medical Center, co-founder of the Society for Acupuncture Research, and writer-editor of CAM Communications and Reports, an electronic newsletter for associations and corporations on the White House Commission on Complementary and Alternative Medicine Policy. So, Hannah, thank you so much for being on the show today. Really appreciate you and all your expertise coming to the table with us today.
Thank you.
Now, we're going to be talking about detoxification, and you know, you are somebody that's going to bring a lot of wonderful insights to the show today. First, you have such a wonderful overview of looking at the body as a whole, and I just maybe you could share with the audience some of your philosophies on how you look at health and how you really look at holistic medicine and the body as a whole.
Sure. Well, you know, I think one of the frustrations as a clinician is that most of us have been trained to do a specific technique or to have a particular view of how to evaluate and treat problems. And over the last 15 years, as I've had the opportunity to do trainings in various modalities, I've realized that patients spend a lot of time trying to figure out who to go see for what. And as the naturopathic tradition has said, and as you've been trained, it's really important for the clinician to be able to help the patient figure out where to put the emphasis for treatment. And things have gotten so complicated, both in terms of the types of problems that we're facing as people, as patients, as well as the expansion of the options for patients in terms of who do I see for this problem? You know, I heard acupuncture is good for back pain, or I heard that this herb might help me sleep, or whatever. That the real problem is that patients are trying to make decisions without full information. And so what I've realized is it's really not about the modalities. It's about figuring out the most efficient and yet comprehensive way to help people figure out what's going to help them. So it really goes back to this philosophy, which is, again, a part of the naturopathic tradition. It's a part of the nursing tradition. It's actually a part of regular medical tradition, although it's not as accessible to most of the clinicians who are only doing regular medicine now. But it basically says the physician or the clinician is the teacher. And so I think the most powerful thing a person who practices can do is be the teacher, and that means be the person who knows how to advise people on what is the most efficient way to get a solution to a problem. So, you know, my philosophy, excuse me, is really to understand what the range of options are for someone and then to get to a good set of recommendations as efficiently as possible. And we'll talk a little, I think we're going to talk a little bit more about this as we go on, but what I've realized is the most efficient way of getting a good view of how to advise a person is using something called autonomic response testing, which is a very sophisticated form of muscle testing, which I have had the honor to study with Dietrich Klinghardt and some other senior physicians and teachers in this country. I used to do computerized regulation thermography. I used to do various kinds of electrodermal screening evaluations. I still do use regular lab numbers for evaluating. And of course, if people have a need for a radiographic study, we look at the findings from that. But you can get an incredible amount of information very quickly by doing a response test on the body. And so you really can now ask the person's body, mind, but you know, you use their body to give you the signal. You can get a lot of information from different neurological testing on the tests on the body, and then what's great is you can also test what will solve that neurological, what will give you the solution to that neurological signal. So that's kind of my philosophy. The more that the person can do for him or herself, the more we can learn what's in the way of healing and solve those blocks, the better. So I guess the other part of the philosophy is really, you know, after you get to an efficient understanding of what's going on, the philosophy is really do the least possible. In a lot of cases, it's really about getting things out of the way that are hindering the person's capacity to heal. So I know we're going to talk more about some of the environmental things that we're finding are problems and some of the nutritional things that can be problems for healing. And we'll talk more about that. But I think that sort of the second part of the philosophy is really, and again, this is a naturopathic tradition. It's, you know, nature heals. We don't heal. We just figure out what is getting in the way of nature being able to do its job.
Right. Remove the obstacles to cure.
Yes.
Yeah, and the autonomic response testing really is a sounds like a phenomenal concept, and I very interesting because as a clinician, you know cases can become very complicated. People may come in with a chronic issue, and you may see aspects of infection, and aspects of toxicity, and aspects of nutrient deficiencies, and aspect of food allergies, and aspect of gastrointestinal issues, and they may all be presenting at the same time, and it can be difficult to understand as a clinician sometimes where to begin first, what is the biggest priority for that person, and you know what type of issue really led to the derangement of their health, and getting some type of direct feedback from the body in a very objective way can be extremely useful, not only for the clinician but also for the patient, so they can truly understand what's going on with their body and how they got to where they are and how they're going to get to a better place. So it sounds like a very elegant, very interesting system. Can you just briefly, before we take our first break in a couple minutes, describe a little bit more about the autonomic response testing and how it works or what it's looking for in the body and how it's getting that information to the clinician?
Yes, I'll talk about it to the extent that I can, because unfortunately, I can't really explain all the physics of it. I cannot explain it down to the level of the math. Description of what's going on, but I can explain it conceptually, and I can describe what it looks like and what it feels like, and we can talk more about some examples of the kinds of results that it can produce. But the concept is basically that we all have a biofield in our body, around our body, and that relates to and can give us information about our physiological functioning from a very wide range of aspects. So if you can read a shift in that biofield or in that signaling system of your body, you can tell where the stress is and what would resolve that stress. And the way that we actually do it is by muscle testing with filters. So the filter focuses your capacity to test the muscle response on the particular area that you're interested in. And these filters are kind of like, some of them are kind of like photographic filters, and some of them are just like amplification signaling filters that we use to increase the signal from the electrical field. So theoretically, if we could actually use a very, very high-level imaging device, we would be able to do the same thing. I mean, there are some people working on imaging the biofield using highly, highly sophisticated and very expensive pieces of equipment. I think there are five of these pieces of equipment in this country now. They're called SQIDs. They're super quantum interference devices. And if we all could use that, we would be able to pick up a lot more information that we could actually visually see. But being able to test by changes in muscle strength, which is a good signal of your autonomic nervous system, which is really the physical manifestation of this electrical field or biofield of our bodies, is a really a much more accessible way of doing it, and it works very well.
It sounds very interesting. Now, when we come back from the break, Hannah, I really want to get into the topic of detoxification, because I know this is something you have a lot of experience with and is really important, especially in some areas that people don't necessarily understand or think of, like when it comes to treating chronic infections, which, as you and I are both know, is becoming a major emerging issue in this area and in a lot of areas. So when we come back from the break, we're going to pick up this conversation with the topic of detoxification. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by The Village Green. And we are going to be back right after this break.
Whether you're an active baby boomer, a weekend warrior, or a professional athlete, Boron's Arnicare Gel is the perfect solution to all life's little injuries. Arnicare, which contains the healing benefits of homeopathic Arnica Montana, can be used safely to treat muscle pain, stiffness, swelling, and bruising due to minor injuries, overexertion, and surgery. The non-greasy gel has no artificial colors, perfumes, or parabens. Arnicare is also available in cream and ointment formulas. You can find Arnicare at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Arnicare on the web at arnicare.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Old Man Winter is on the way, but you can weather the storm by taking advantage of Village Green Apothecary's big year-end sale. Now through the end of the year, you can save 35% off Pathway Nutrition products, 25% off other supplements, and 20% off body care products. Stock up on supplements to fight colds and flu, and pick up some healthy living gifts for your friends and family, too. Visit Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, or online at myvillagegreen.com, or call us at 301-530-0800. Our big year-end sale will blow you away.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500 Federal News Radio. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero, and don't forget that the show is brought to you every week by the Village Green Apothecary, located right here in Bethesda, Maryland. They have been a staple of health and wellness in this community for over 30 years. Just want to let you guys all know that the big winter sale has kicked off, so if you need to stock up on your supplements, it's a great time to head into the Village Green. We're offering 35% off of all Pathway branded supplements, 25% off of all other supplements, including practitioner brands, and 20% off of all body care products. You can't beat the prices. Great time to head on in. And don't forget to tune in next week. My wonderful co-host Dana Lake will be back. She is a brilliant woman who every week strives to bring you wonderful information related to health and wellness, just as I do. Today we have on the phone with us Hannah Bradford, who is a acupuncturist, and she has a long history of being a very well-respected healer and leader in complementary and alternative medicine in our area. In the last segment, we were talking about some of her philosophies on holistic health and a very interesting tool that she uses in her practice to help figure out the different issues that are going on with the body and how to address them. And that is something called autonomic response testing, a very, very useful and interesting tool based on very sophisticated science that helps us understand where deficits are going on in the body, what issues might be occurring that led to somebody's current ill state of health, and also which ways we want to go to approach fixing them. Now, in this segment, Hannah, I really want to talk about detoxification, because that's really a field that you are very comfortable with and something that you have a lot of experience with. And specifically, I really want to get into in this segment the connection between the importance of detoxification and infections. And, you know, I'm just going to go ahead and let you talk for a minute.
Okay. Well, the basic thing is that when you get toxic, you're a good host for infections. So that's really the first effect that happens. So if you detox, you need to keep in mind that you probably haven't really finished the treatment, because just turning off the source of the toxicity and then draining some of the toxins is not really going to solve the damage that those toxins have done. So you really need to always think about treating infections. And that's, you know, the thing that makes me a little nervous is that in our culture, we've begun to understand toxicity at some level, and you can go on the internet and get the 7-day detox diet, and you can go to, you know, stores and buy the detox products, and that's great. And there are a wide range of things that have a wide range of effects. But sometimes what happens is people can actually not really get a good result because they haven't treated the infection. The other thing that will happen is that your body will sometimes go into a sort of maladaptation to a toxicity level, where it will actually do things to try to maintain some kind of balance. And if you actually start moving those toxins around, you can upset that balance. And it gets very complicated, but basically you can actually make infections worse. You can make them flare if you take toxins out, because sometimes your body tries to kind of deal with the toxins by doing things like making fungus. And so if you just detox the heavy metal or the solvent or whatever, you do a detox, and you don't specifically address those infections, then you can actually make it worse. So that's really sort of the basic issue of how those things relate to each other. So that's where we need to look is, you know, if you're going to do a detox, you need to do some kind of treatment of infections, or at least understand where they are and how to resolve them, and then at some point treat them. Generally, what I find is that infections are more important than toxins for people, and getting those infections under control first, and sometimes they're really big infections, and sometimes you have to do a lot of work for a fair, you know, 6 months or so of pretty serious herbs or real drugs to get those infections out before you really should do detox. It's just you're using up too much energy with the treating, with your body's trying to deal with this infection, that you really shouldn't be doing detox. And this is kind of a sidelight, but sometimes if you do detox, and this is more when you're doing like a really serious detox where you do like a chelation, you know, serious movement of, or trying to move heavy metals out of the body. Sometimes if you haven't protected and supported the roots of elimination, you can back things up. So you can cause a lot of movement of toxins in the body. But then if you don't have the capacity to excrete them, your body will reabsorb them and recirculate them and potentially deposit them in places even more dangerous to you. So, for instance, I mean, the most concern, of course, is in neurological tissue. So if you don't do a good job of getting your bowels moving and your kidneys and your liver, and you don't sweat and you don't have hydration and, you know, some of the other issues, what we may talk about, the things that could block your detox, roots of elimination, then you do a detox and you're just moving stuff around and taking a risk that you're going to put it someplace that you really don't want it.
Go ahead.
No, that's fine.
So when we talk about infections, most people think about infection and they think, you know, they maybe have a sinus infection, or they have, you know, strep throat, or they have an ear infection, or they have the flu. But, you know, can you talk a little bit about these? That's not, I don't think, the kind of infection that you're alluding to. So maybe can you describe or talk about some of the more common infections that become chronic, that affect people's health, that you are talking about, you know, addressing?
Yeah. Well, you know, there's sort of four main categories. So there's parasites, fungal, bacterial, and virus. That's kind of how you think about it. And then within that, you know, you're talking about thousands of different manifestations. Where they actually go in your body and what damage they do is a function of the state of your immune system, your genetics, how many different things are going on in terms of biological stresses. So, but those are sort of the main categories. And, you know, some people will hold an infection in an organ or in a part of their body for a long period of time. So you can have both acute and chronic infections. And we're familiar with the acute infections, which we kind of know about in general, and we feel them. We know when we have a sore throat. We know when we have, you know, something going on in our gut that's acute, like a food poisoning or something. But the problem with chronic infections is that you really don't know them unless you test for them in some way. You know, it's like your body kind of goes into this maladaptation. It's kind of like when you look at the three phases of the response, the general adaptation response. The first response is alarm. So anything that is going to give you a stress, whether it's a biological problem like an infection or a food allergy or an emotional thing, anything that's going to stress you, the first time it happens, you will feel it and your body will go into an alarm state. But then after a while, your body kind of tries to make some kind of adaptation to it, does the best it can, but you don't feel the effects. So it becomes a chronic, low-level problem that you really can't tell, but you just start getting more and more and more affected by it. And then the third phase of this general adaptation response is exhaustion. And that's when you really feel like the chronic fatigue or neurological symptoms or whatever, then you just, and sometimes psychological symptoms, you get really obsessive or you get really, you know, what we call bipolar, what's described as bipolar, or you get, you know, altered states of consciousness of some description. So it can have a physical or an emotional manifestation. That's when you're in the exhaustion phase. Your body cannot adapt anymore. So it's really that second section that is the concern, is we've got these chronic, sometimes low-level infections, sometimes pretty high-level, but they're chronic, and we can't really understand what they are because we don't have the ability to respond to them. And there are a lot of things that happen in your immune system that kind of suppress your ability to feel them. There are ways that certain infections like Lyme and their co-infections and some parasites will actually go in and kind of trick your immune system to not be able to find it. So that it's like, it kind of like you feel not so good, but, and your immune system is not so happy either, but it can't really figure out what to do because the infection itself has kind of short-wired its capacity to respond. So it's almost like your immune system is displaying the same effects of this general adaptation response of the second phase, where you really can't figure out what to do about it. Your body can't figure out enough about how to treat it to even mount a response. So you go into these chronic sort of degenerative presentations, and it can show up as really any named disease. We talk about post-Lyme effects, so these are people who've had Lyme, but they've really, you know, they've done the antibiotics or whatever, but they really still don't feel so great because they still have some kind of infection in their body, Lyme or one of the co-infections or the opportunistic infections that will come in when the Lyme has come in, viruses, bacteria, things like that usually, sometimes fungal, sometimes parasites. So that's kind of the overview of, like, what we're looking at is as far as what an infection is. And then the interplay between toxins, whether they're heavy metals or solvents, like plastics and things, chemicals that are in our water, and, you know, there's a lot of things that are in that category of solvents, but things that, you know, can go into solution, basically, or chemicals in general. And I see a lot of people with plastics in their body at this point because we've all been exposed to that. So whether it's a heavy metal, you know, like mercury or cadmium, arsenic, et cetera, lead, aluminum. Aluminum is getting to be a big problem now. Or it's a solvent. Though there's an interplay between that and infections in your body. And that's really the issue, is how do you create a systemic treatment plan that will treat those things at the appropriate level, at the appropriate phase, mm-hmm. so that you get the best result.
Yeah, and it seems to me sometimes when dealing with people with chronic infections, if you have a sense or if you've identified that they also have a high level of toxicity, their ability to respond to the anti-infective treatments is somewhat hindered. It seems that almost they don't tolerate the treatments for dealing with the infection if they're having a high burden of toxicity already existing. Is that something that you see as well?
Yeah, definitely.
Because when you start to deal with infections, most of the organisms that cause these chronic infections produce some sort of biotoxin themselves, which oftentimes is what leads to some of the symptoms associated with the infection. There are other factors that lead to it, but the organisms in and of themselves contain toxins in them. So if you start to do anti-infective agents and these organisms start to die because you're killing them with antibiotics or herbs or whatever method you're using, as they die, they release their toxins. And if your body's already overwhelmed with trying to deal with a large toxic burden in and of itself, it can have a difficult time clearing the toxins liberated by the infective agent, which makes people sometimes feel worse when they're going through these treatments. And I've seen people with high toxic burdens really struggle to try and get through, treatments that they need, relatively aggressive treatments that they need for chronic infections because their level of toxicity seems so high. So sometimes it seems like, detoxification sometimes needs to happen in conjunction with anti-infective therapies as well. Is that something that you would agree with?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that's the frustration, is coming at it either way without an acknowledgement and evaluation of the other aspect.
Yep.
Can really be a mistake.
Yep. Okay, so when we come back from the break, I want to talk about some of your favorite ways to actually do detoxification therapies. And maybe we can also talk about some of the most common routes of exposure for how we get these toxins in us. What are the things that we really want to avoid to reduce our exposure to heavy metals and plastics and solvents and some of the things that tend to show up really high in our society these days based on what's in our environment. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500 Federal News Radio, and we're brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. We're going to be back right after this break.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet. Committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Jarrow Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Put a little more jingle in your pocket by taking advantage of Village Green Apothecary's big year-end sale. From now until the end of the year, you can save 35% off Pathway Nutrition products, 25% off other supplements, and 20% off body care products. Give the gift of good health to the people you care about and stock up on healthy living essentials for yourself, too. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or on the web at myvillagegreen.com. Or just give us a jingle at 301-530-0800.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500 Federal News Radio, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. I am a naturopathic doctor here in Maryland and in D.C. Don't forget to tune in next week. My wonderful co-host, Dana Lake, will be returning. She is a nutritionist and has been pioneering the field of integrative nutrition in this area for over 20 years, one of the most brilliant and experienced nutritionists and clinicians we have in this area. So don't forget to tune in next week for her wonderful show. Just a quick mention, the Village Green is kicking off its big end of the year sale, its big winter sale. It's going on right now, and you can get 35% off of all Pathway branded products, 25% off of all other supplements, including practitioner brands, and 20% off of body care products. And this goes from started November 17th and will run through December 31st. So it's a great time to go in and stock up. Today, we've been talking with Hannah Bradford. She is an acupuncturist and a very well-respected leader in the field of integrative and alternative medicine here in this area and around the country. She is talking to us today about detoxification, and what we talked about in the last segment was some of the interesting connections between detoxification and infections. And Hannah felt very strongly that a lot of times it's very important to look at infections before you look at detoxification. Many, many people are aware of the concepts of detoxification based on the awareness that's been generated in the population, ads on TV, products on the internet, cleanse kits in the store. We all understand that we live in a relatively toxic environment and that it's important for us to reduce our exposure to toxins, and many people feel better when they do a detox protocol. However, many people don't realize that there are low-lying, underlying chronic infections in many people. These could be viruses, they can be bacteria, they can be fungi, they can be parasites, and it's very important to deal with those infections when looking at detoxification therapies. And as we were discussing at the end of the last segment, it can go either way. It can be very important to deal with the infections before you do detoxification, but also it can be very important to do detoxification while you're dealing with an infection. Really, you need to work with somebody who understands the concepts, the interplay between the two, and can help you figure it out. Now, in this segment, Hannah, I would love to talk to you about some of your favorite ways to actually do detoxification. There are many different types of therapies out there. There's intravenous therapies, there's oral, herbal, homeopathic. There are so many different ways to facilitate the body in removing toxins. And I'd love your feedback on some of your, based on your clinical experience, what some of the best methods you've seen are for different types of situations.
Okay. Well, my general belief and experience is that if you can do detox slowly, if you have time to do it slowly, that's the way to do it. And to commit to really consistently getting your body burden down with a pretty intensive but slow treatment for 6 months to 2 years, and then to also have the tools to continue to go to do an ongoing detox as a sort of basic lifestyle, really, after that. There are some estimates that we're going to need to be doing detox for at least 7 years after we stop being exposed to something. These are the major things like heavy metals. So really, we're gonna be always exposed to some level of those in our environment, at least for the foreseeable future. So we're all gonna need to be doing some level of detox. So my general belief is that you need to be doing detox all the time, and if you're in a situation where your body burden is high enough, you need to be doing as slow as you can to get the results. So I'm not really a fan of IV chelation, which is a very aggressive form of detox, unless it's truly an emergency situation.
Mm-hmm.
And you have cleaned up all of the blocks that could cause the redeposition, because chelation is not perfect at binding all the way from the site of the toxin to the outside of the body.
Right, and I'll just explain real quick what IV chelation is. It's basically, they introduce intravenously a chelating agent, which is basically, for lack of a simpler term, like a magnet, right? Hannah, and the magnet basically attracts the other heavy metals to it. So the chelating agent grabs the other metals out of the tissue. And the idea is that it binds the metals, and then the metals are carried through to your kidneys and excreted through your kidneys via the urine, and also excreted somewhat through the GI system. But a lot of the chelation stuff does end up going through the kidneys and being excreted. So that's the basic concept of IV chelation. So go ahead.
Yeah. So you have the potential for dropping things along the way.
Mm-hmm.
You have the potential for overwhelming the kidneys in particular in their capacity to process this stuff. You know, that's where you get into trouble with really not so nice problems. Having said that, I think there are situations where that's appropriate, but I think you have to really do the right preparation before you do IV chelation, and I think you need to do a lot of mopping up after the IV chelation if you're going to have a good result. So that's my philosophy, and I know that that's controversial in the detox world, but that's my experience, and I feel that strongly. So generally, the rule is you do the least amount and have a person understand that this is not a one-time thing. You're going to be doing some level of this. So we want to find something that works for you. I do oral agents. I do sometimes skin. You can cause detox through the skin sometimes. But the first thing is to get the bowels working well, the kidneys working well, do liver support. Sometimes you have to clear some of the nervous system blocks that are keeping you from being able to detox. So like scars, especially on the head or in the center of the body, in the center line of the body, can cause your body to not efficiently move things out because you've got this neurological impulse, this block from the scar that's telling your body, don't open the cells, don't flush these things out, don't move through the tissue. So that's a whole nother conversation about sometimes you have to, like, turn on your body's nervous system so that it will accept efficiently to detox. But the agents that I like in general are things that work in the gut, because in the case of mercury, which is really something that is usually the most problematic for people because it's so horribly toxic and because most of us have been exposed in our age group, have been exposed to a lot of it through dental fillings. That's the highest percentage of exposure through dental fillings for the vast majority of people in the country. So 70% of that mercury, our body's going to try to get out through our gut. So anything you can put into your gut that's going to bind it right at that site so that it just has a short way to go to get out of the body is the way to do it. And that really takes an incredible amount of burden off your whole system, because then you don't reabsorb the stuff through the gut and get it circulated back through the liver, et cetera, so that it tries to deal with it again and potentially gets redeposited someplace else. So it's efficient just to get something into the gut to bind it. So I use a lot of chlorella, and I think you need to use really clean chlorella because it's so efficient at binding all kinds of toxins that if it's grown in an area where it's been exposed to toxins, you'll be eating those toxins with the chlorella. So I think if you're going to just buy one thing for detox, you buy the highest quality chlorella you can find, and you take a big wallop of it, and I mean at least 2 grams at a dose, right before you go to bed every night, because that's when your body does its little housekeeping thing. That's when you dump all the stuff out, and it's like cleaning up and releasing, and you're nice and relaxed, so all the cells are happy to open up and let things out as best they can, and the connective tissue is relaxed, so it will hopefully move through the connective tissue and, you know, out of the cells into the circulation, into the gut, and get absorbed. So that if you were going to just do one thing, that would be what I recommend, and I really recommend that everybody does that for the rest of their life. So after we've gotten good results, even with really bad diseases, MS, Parkinson's, whatever, immune dysfunctions of various kinds, after we've gotten good results, I still really, really encourage people to do that one thing every night before you go to bed. Now, of course, you have to worry about drug interactions. You don't want to be binding drugs, and we have to sequence the regular meds if you're taking that differently from the chlorella because it sometimes will bind regular meds. So that's like the first thing that I like.
And chlorella, as you mentioned, tends to be a very, from what I've understood, a very gentle way to detox. Typically, people aren't going to or shouldn't experience too many negative reactions from it in regards to liberating toxins. It tends to be very safe as far as worrying about stirring them up and redepositing them, and is just a very nice way to do a daily, exactly what you're talking about, slow but effective, cumulative way of removing some of that heavy metal burden from your body.
Right. And if you have a really high burden, you need to be doing it like 3 or 4 times a day in higher doses. But as an ongoing thing, after you've gotten your body burden, you have, you know, even if you're fine at that point, I think it's still a good idea to do it. And the results that, you know, when people get a bad reaction to chlorella, it's one of two things usually. One is there are some forms of chlorella that, in addition to having maybe some toxins in them, that can be a little hard on your gut. So you have to get the one that's the right one for your gut.
Are you comfortable giving any? You comfortable giving any resources for good sources of chlorella?
Yeah. There's a company called Chlor Energy and another company called BioPure. Those are the two that I know exactly where they get their products from.
Okay.
And you want the vulgaris form because that's the one that you won't have any kind of gut reaction to. The other most important thing, that's very important, it's a clean source, and I like those two sources, biopureus.com and Chlor Energy, I think it's .org, but if you Google Chlor Energy, you'll find it. So that's the first thing. The second thing is if you take like one little tablet, which is, they're 200 milligram tablets usually. You can get the powder, but it's really kind of difficult to do with. It's very airy, gets on everything. But anyhow, you can, and it's cheaper. But generally, I use the little tablets. If you take one little 200 milligram tablet, sometimes you actually can stir stuff up more than you bind it. And I'm not really sure what that mechanism is. I think it may be stirring things up off the wall of the small intestine, but I really don't know. So really, you can't just, like, step into this. If you're going to take chlorella to bind toxins, you take at least 2 grams as a dose. You don't just take 200 milligrams. So that's when people usually get, they'll get, like, toxicity symptoms, because what a little bit does is it seems to cause a little bit of a movement probably in the gut, and then you don't get to bind enough, so you've got this little bit of a spike of toxicity there. I wish I knew more about this, and it's on my to-do list to learn, but I've seen it, so I know you need to take 2 grams if you're going to take it. And if you want to do it during the day for whatever reason, you want to take it 30 minutes before you eat so that it's sitting down there in your gut, so when you eat, you're all the stuff squishes out from your gallbladder, and then you get a bigger capacity to grab any toxins because your gallbladder will squish a bunch of stuff out. So that would be another efficient way to do it. But you have to take the 2 grams at once, at least.
Okay, great. That's a great recommendation. We're going to have to take a quick break, but when we come back, Hannah, I'd love to pick up the conversation again about some of your other favorite ways for detoxification. I think the chlorella resource is a great one for people to be able to think about and utilize, and thank you for the resources. And we'll have a few other topics that we'll want to also address before we end the show today. So this is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500 Federal News Radio, and we're going to be back right after the break.
The moment you feel achy or run down, nip flu-like symptoms in the bud with Boron's Acylococcinum. Clinical studies show that Acylo, when taken at first signs of flu, reduces the duration and severity of flu-like symptoms such as headache, body aches, chills, and fever. For 65 years, families throughout the world have relied on Acylo. It works safely and naturally without causing side effects like drowsiness or interacting with other medications. Keep Acylo on hand and feel like yourself again. Acylo was available at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Acylo on the web at acylo.com. GardenOfLife.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. That's right, raw. Made with the highest quality standards to preserve raw nutrients, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated. They are binder-free with no fructose, maltodextrin, magnesium stearate, or cornstarch. With live enzymes and probiotics, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Wondering how to turn your bedroom into a hothouse? The answer is Hot Plants, the natural herbal way to make sex fun, vibrant, and satisfying. Two unique formulas, one for him and one for her, were developed by Chris Killham, the medicine hunter. Chris's book, Hot Plants, features these exciting products from enzymatic therapy. Hot Plants from the Science of Enzymatic Therapy, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. ProBalardi from Metagenics offers a new targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. ProBalardi provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. ProBalardi is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500 Federal News Radio, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero, and my wonderful co-host, Dana Lake, will be returning next week, so don't forget to tune into her show. We are talking today with Hannah Bradford, a very well-known and very well-respected acupuncturist in the area who's pioneered a lot of fantastic work in the world of alternative and complementary medicine. She has a very specific experience with dealing with detoxifications and helping people detoxify their body, and really, as we talked about at the beginning of the show, really helping people understand what's going on with their body from a holistic perspective, identifying the key issues that are impeding their health and helping them figure out strategies to remove those issues to help let their body move to a better state of health. We are talking today about detoxification because that is one of her specialties. And in the last segment, we touched upon one of her best recommendations for supporting general detoxification because of its ability to bind up heavy metals, specifically in the GI system. And this is a way to do a very gentle yet effective detoxification protocol that can be done on an ongoing basis, and that is using chlorella. And Hannah was nice enough to mention a couple resources of really good chlorella. If you missed those, go back and listen to the show, or you can email me at drpassero, drpassero, at gmail.com, and I can forward you the links for the places where you can find some really great chlorella products. So, Hannah, I know in this last segment we don't have too much time, but there were some other things that we wanted to talk about. Of course, when you think about detoxification, you have to think about proper hydration, and this brings up an issue related to not only a way for you to detox, but it's also potentially a way for you to accumulate toxins. So can you talk to us a little bit about the importance of water, hydration, and clean water in this whole process?
Yeah, it's probably one of the most important things to evaluate, and you can do it yourself, and then to treat it. So first of all, you have to be hydrated if you want any chance of getting toxins out of your body. And a rule of thumb for hydration is half your weight in ounces of just water every day. So that means if you weigh 100 pounds, you want 50 ounces. If you weigh 200 pounds, 100 ounces of water, just water, every day. Now, there are some modifications for that, but generally what I ask people to do is take 3 days and try that rule of thumb and then forget about it. And what you'll feel is the effect of becoming dehydrated, usually, about 2 days after you finish the three-day trial. So that's the first thing. But if you're drinking, you know, you drink the best water you can. If you're drinking contaminated water, then you're kind of fighting uphill. So I really strongly recommend that people put a good filter on at least one outlet in their house. And you can go to a site called freedrinkingwater.com and buy a really reasonably priced filter for your kitchen sink. And that will filter out everything, basically everything that you're exposed to. Those little Brita filters and the other kinds of filters do not filter enough to really make a difference. And they specifically don't filter fluoride, which unfortunately is still in the water supply in most places. So you really need to be proactive in filtering. If you want to get fancier, the Free Drinking Water people and lots of other places will help you put a whole house system in. But that's thousands of dollars. So that's the first thing. Basically, you need to keep a reverse osmosis as part of that system to get to the minute levels. And we have all kinds of things in our water now, in addition to fluoride and chlorine and all the things that react to chlorine and then make even worse problems. We have hormones and antibiotics and psychiatric medications in our water supply now. And there's lots of work on this now. You can go to the Environmental Working Group and get lots of information about what the threats are and what to do about it as a person as well as policy issues. The other thing I usually recommend is that people put some kind of shower filter on. Get a chlorine filter for your shower, or you can get these little chlorine balls if you take baths. You swirl the ball around in the tub. I like the company called Rain Shower, but really they're all pretty much the same, I think, because you can absorb a lot of chlorine through the shower. And chloride and fluoride will displace iodine, which is critical for your thyroid. So you really, especially if you have any kind of thyroid history, you really, really want to protect yourself from chlorine. And, of course, that means swimming pools, et cetera, too. So you need to do a little thyroid support. There's various ways to do that if you swim a lot. But certainly everybody needs to get a $30 filter for your shower. So that's the first thing. And then really the rest of it is just avoiding as much as you can exposure. I mentioned that mercury fillings are a big problem, and you want to find a good dentist who's been trained in safe restoration of those fillings.
And if people want a resource about that, as I mentioned earlier in the show, you can go to www.myvillagegreen.com, and on the right-hand side of the homepage, if you click on the archive show link, I interviewed a wonderful dentist local to the area, Dr. Kim Bayer, and we did a whole radio show on mercury and amalgams and safe removal of those. So if it's something that you're interested in doing, there are some great dentists in the area. If you listen to that show, you can get a great education about it and learn more about her and her practice and how she does it safely. Go ahead, Hannah.
Well, that's basically it. I mean, there's a lot of other things to think about in terms of exposure. I'm particularly interested in the effects of mold exposure because around here there are significant problems with mold in houses. The estimate is that 50% of the houses have some kind of mold exposure, mold toxicity. And depending on your susceptibility, that can make you very sick just by itself. So that kind of thing I have particularly interested in, and we can have really good biomarkers for that and really good solutions. And often it's extremely important to resolve that. The other thing is, plastics, solvents, other kinds of exposures, things that are in cosmetics, things that are in cleaning supplies can be a problem. And you can go to the Environmental Working Group. I don't know if you have a link for those kinds of things on your site. But there are lots of resources now that will help you avoid exposure through the skin and through the lungs from some of these toxins. But generally, it seems like the most important things are get hydrated with clean water, get those silver fillings out, especially if you have any neurological problems. And if those fillings are old, often you can get coverage for that, at least partially, for replacement, because they do crack and they do need to be replaced.
Those are great recommendations, Hannah. I'm so sorry. We are totally out of time. Thank you so much for being a guest on the show today.
Thank you.
All right, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Hopefully you learned a lot. Don't forget to tune in next week for Dana Lake, and I will be back in 2 weeks. So this is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living, wishing you all the best of health.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
The website of the week is the Google Transparency Report. Now, this site includes an interactive map, so you can click on different countries. The Chinese officials consider censorship demands to be state secrets, so we cannot disclose that information at this time. This can show traffic patterns. If a country blocks internet access, you can immediately see this. You can see if any countries are blocking internet traffic. The Google Transparency Report.
Stratford University's Tech Talk Radio, Saturday mornings from 9 to 10 on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, WWTFM HD2 Manassas, WTOPFM HD2 Washington.
CNN Radio, I'm Paul Chambers. Here's the latest talk in Washington. Members of the so-called Congressional Supercommittee are now focused on